Please, Brother Frank. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Feel free in His presence. He will bless us. He promised it. And we are, of course, coming from far and near. Not like as in a football match, to see the result of our own team, but to be blessed with all the blessings which God prepared for us. Yesterday, I had the great honor to announce that from now on, in all of the world, it can be seen and listened to, that the transmission can be done from this place. More than 80 computers were connected worldwide. We had a phone call from Brother Löscher, who is right now in Australia. 12 hours time difference. And he witnessed the whole service. We had a phone call from Johannesburg. The whole church was watching and listening. We had other phone calls from Africa. And we are just so grateful. I think Romania was also listening. And we are just happy about it. Brother Manfred phoned. In South America, they were watching and listening. Just so nice. We are happy. We are happy about it. That God's holy word does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what the Lord has sent it for. As we announced already yesterday in the German language, English, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Romanian. Then we will continue with the Russian and with all the other languages. And by this, reaching all of the world by God's grace. Actually, English has become a world language. All of the younger generation, also all over Europe, is affected by they're all speaking English. After the change in 89, in all of Russia, or in the 16 states which were liberated, there were just language courses on the TV, English and English. Disappointed of Russian, they all were turning to the English-speaking or to the Americans, and all in Eastern Europe, they were learning English. So we are thankful also for all the other languages, so that as many as possible can be reached, also those who speak other languages. And at this occasion, I would like to thank our beloved brethren who are sitting up there in 12 cabins and who are translating directly from the German language into all the other languages. Them we are thanking, and we thank the Lord for the possibility which we have to carry the word of the Lord into all the world and to spread it. Then we have special visit from the nicest part of Canada, our brother and sister Keller from British Columbia. They are here today. I would like that they stand up. Where are you? Where are... Yes! Just turn around quickly. These are my old friends, Swiss friends. Now, since many years, they stay in Canada. Just feel free in our midst and be blessed. Brother Wallström is sending greetings. Brother Rigobert from Africa phoned. One brother from Kinshasa was phoning. Phone calls are coming in from all over, but especially Brother Wahlström, who is joined with us. He is alone in Denmark, close to Copenhagen. And he is the one who has the most time and who reads the most. He read all our German publications more than 10 times. And when he's finished with the German brochures, then he continues with the English ones. And he reads and eats the Word of God. Just so nice that we have the possibility. Also by the CDs and other means to send our meetings everywhere. Then we have to announce, really, only the Lord willing. There is a China trip planned together with our brother Idoni and our brother Didier. The Lord willing, we will leave this Thursday. I'm still a bit weak, but the Lord, of course, can give grace so that the journey can be made. Just remember me. Remember us in your prayers. We all notice how we get older. Brother Rus most certainly has also noticed it. When we started here in 1960, we were all younger. The time did not just pass us. Brother Schmidt is doing his part in the Russian language. I would like to emphasize this once again. We are thankful to God for all the languages which are represented here. We are indeed international. This, no man has planned this way. This is how God wanted it. This is how God led it. When Brother Schmidt gave us greetings from Uzbekistan and from here and there, the message of the hour is reaching indeed all the languages and all the nations. It is being passed on. We also heard it of our sister Galina from Haifa. She is a Jew who emigrated from Russia to Israel. And I think we baptized her 3 years ago in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this time we visited her and it was a warm welcome. It was really a joy. This time we baptized Brother Sven in the Sea of Galilee. So also this time we had a baptism. Very, very nice. To be honest, every true child of God rejoices over one single soul. The joy doesn't start with the multitudes, but as written, there will be joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, one man who gets pardoned, one man who gets saved. This is our goal through the preaching, just to lead people to the Lord. And beyond this, we also remember the word, many are called, but few are chosen. This is the difference between the first and the second resurrection. At the first resurrection, the firstborn who were chosen from before the foundation of the world, they will participate. And as the bride of the Lamb will partake of the marriage of the Lamb. Then at the last judgment, after the 1,000 years, comes then that what will be said at the white throne. Some are going into eternal life, and the others are going into the second death. Many are called. They will be in the second resurrection. They will enter into eternal life. Few are chosen, and these are the ones who are now hearing to what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. This was the difference also with Abraham, who had two sons, Isaac, the promised son, and with the promise, of course, also the blessing. Today I will hardly speak on the current events. It just doesn't fit to our day. It doesn't fit to Pentecost. But maybe just one sentence reading it here, which just hurts beyond measure, from the new German Bible translation called the People's Bible. Just imagine what they are writing here. Jesus babbled at them and said, "Hi, how are you?" It is just no more comprehensible what people dared. The scoff and the scoffers, most probably they understood that the time for them is very, very short. And Peter, he predicted it, that at the end of days, scoffers will come on the scene. And it would not bother us if they would scoff about politicians, but about our Lord. This hurts. This hurts very much. And about this, the people seem not to be upset. They just take it and accept it. Brothers and sisters, we are just so grateful that the fear of God was laid into our hearts. And to these scoffers belong also the four here, who became world famous now. Just imagine, there are four young men from the north of Europe. The brothers and sisters from Finland, they will most certainly be very sorry about it, that they come from Finland. And then the newspapers are writing, the most ugly winners of all times. They were singing hallelujah about hell, just celebrating hell with loud music and singing hallelujah to it. And they have won this song contest. What shall one say to it? Then here once again, concerning the Pope's visit today, 1 week ago, when the rainbow appeared. I've said it yesterday already. When one reads here from the internet an article how the Jews were singing their Jewish Kaddish, this is a prayer for the dead. As the Catholics have their prayer for the dead, so the Jews have their Kaddish, their prayer for the dead. If they would have believed in the resurrection of our Lord, in fact, believe generally in Him, then they would not need a prayer for the dead. They would have life, because then they have received life from God. But they bypassed what God offered. And tradition is left for them. We said it yesterday, the rainbow was not in Birkenau, where the Pope was, but right upon the camp, where more than 1 million were gassed and burned. Upon this camp was the great rainbow. Here in the newspaper, it's pictured. And God bore record. He bore record that His covenant people is there. He let the covenant bow appear upon this place at that time. Not a confirmation for the Pope visit, but a confirmation that God did not forget His people Israel. And that it has to do with the fifth seal, where the Jewish martyrs are crying for vengeance and are waiting until the rest is also added. And then God will make a righteous judgment. For us, who we found grace in the sight of God, the preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ is the main thing. The agreement with God and God's Word. To come out from all traditions, out from all customs, out from all wrong teachings. To come out. To be sanctified in the Word of truth. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy Word is truth. And therefore, we also put the greatest emphasis unto the pure, clear, and true proclamation of the Word of God. Brother Armand Kupfer, he asked me this morning, or he said it, Brother Frank, as far as I know, you never had to take something back of what you preached. And this is absolutely true. I never had a desire to know something or to do something. I just had one wish, to serve the Lord and to preach His everlasting word and gospel. And with those who heard His word from my mouth, to spend eternity with them in glory. And I believe you all felt it, as myself also, that we are joined together in the Lord. Doesn't matter whether we come from Russia or Uzbekistan, from Africa, wherever we come from. Not so. Not so. We are joined in the Lord. As we would have always known each other, as we would always belong together. They come from the east and west. They come from the south and north. They're coming to sup and are hearing the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are of the conviction, based upon the Holy Scripture, that we found grace in the sight of God. To believe in this time His promised word. And also to receive the ministry of Brother Branham. Many are laughing at us. They may belong to the called ones. We do not laugh about anyone. We just feel very sorry for all. Also for all the believers in the various denominations. Let me say this here, before we come to our word observation. At the beginning, the early church at the beginning was a pure a holy result of Calvary, of redemption, of reconciliation, forgiveness, salvation, and grace. At the very beginning, there were no false doctrines, no traditions. Right at the beginning, there was only that what God has laid into the church by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The true doctrine, the true baptism, the true Lord's Supper, everything in the original. And this is the divine pattern. Today, that's how we mentioned it already yesterday. Today, there are so many charismatic movements and churches who have a Pentecostal direction. And all, what a pity, all remained in the doctrine of Rome. Be it the Trinity, be it concerning the Trinitarian baptism and all the other doctrines, they came out from the churches. And like Martin Luther and like John Wesley and many of the great men, they carried over their inherited teachings. They were taking along the old leaven and mixed it under the new dough. And time and again, it came up. Now, at the end of the time of grace, God has sent Brother Branham not to bring about a new denomination into existing, not to bring another gospel, but to bring the church of the living God now at the end of the time of grace, to bring her back to the very beginning in every way. Firstly, by the preaching to bring her back. And then, of course, God must do his part, filling with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we not only were brought back in teaching, but also being endued with the power from on high, as at the beginning. We do not glorify a Paul and also not Brother Branham. We give all the glory to God alone. But we are thankful that God at the beginning, that he had a messenger who was setting forth the biblical teachings bindingly. We are thankful that he had a messenger who has put the biblical doctrines newly upon the lampstand. Our pattern are not Methodists, not Baptists, and Pentecostal churches. Our pattern is that what is left to us here in the Holy Scripture. Today, we are celebrating Pentecost. It would be better if we all would be filled with the Holy Spirit. I had to think on a chorus which we were singing in the times when the Spirit of God was falling. Oh, the streams are coming down already in a mighty way. Some of you still know this chorus. But now coming to the Word. Firstly, from 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, from verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Predestination for the elect. Predestination of the word and the blessings which are ordained to them. And then, in verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Us. Who are the us? Unto us God has revealed it by His Spirit. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Be it Paul, be it John, be it apostles or prophets, they had the thus saith the Lord. They did not give their own opinions, but by the divine inspiration they passed on what they received from the Lord. And therefore, the emphasis in comparison to those who present their own doctrines and who have the spirit of the Antichrist, as written here in the 1 John chapter 4 from verse 1, it's written, of the Antichrist, of whose coming you have heard. And then in verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. All who are in the anti-Christian camp, them we have overcome. It is very difficult. It's very difficult to speak about this and to show the difference to the people, because all are speaking of Christ. All are speaking of a gospel. One can read it. Also the Pope in Jasna Góra, he said, there where the Black Madonna is and where that pilgrimage is, pilgrimage place, that they in Poland should abide in the faith. Which faith? The Holy Scripture speaks of the faith which once for all was delivered unto the saints. The Holy Scripture speaks of one Lord, of one faith, of one baptism. But today, everything is mixed. All the people are hearing to that what is being said. And we can time and again emphasize it. Only the elect will get the difference revealed by God. They will then recognize that God speaks to them through His word. But we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. A strong statement, but it's true. Thanks be to God. Brothers and sisters, there is an absolute on earth, and this is God's word. And this is God's holy word. Most surely, you again found out the word we. We are of God. 1 John chapter 5, actually, from verse 15, I just read from verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Again, we know, blessed assurance, not we mean or we think, we know revealed by God. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 2 John, here the man of God writes in verse 2, or last part of verse 1, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, verse 2, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Shall be with us forever. Here we think on John 16. When the Spirit of truth has come, then He will lead you into all the truth. We remember the word, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let us read a few scriptures which shall work in us faith, hope, and confidence, and which give us a desire to experience the same what our brothers and sisters experienced at the beginning. That we not only in teaching, but all together as the church worldwide, really worldwide. And this we also understood. The church of Jesus Christ comes from all peoples, tongues, and nations. And if we may also just say this here, all will be connected, all will hear, all will experience. What God will do will happen worldwide in the bride, because she comes from all peoples and tongues. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, we have the introduction and the confirmation that the promise or the promises from the Old Testament have become true. Especially in view of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. This has taken place. Here we have the confirmation. What was a promise in the Old Testament was fulfilled in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the Savior and the redemption was announced. Of the birth up to His ascension, everything was said in advance what would take place. And it did take place. Now we have here in Acts 2, verse 23, we have the statement about our Lord and Redeemer. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. You see, foreknowledge. Foreknowledge concerning the Redeemer and the redemption. Foreknowledge of all the redeemed. God, before the foundation of the world, He purposed His plan of salvation. By the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, He have taken and by lawless hands have crucified and slain. In the other religions, the question comes up in a special way, why did your Redeemer had to die? Why did death had to come to Him? Brothers and sisters, nothing is more simple to understand than this. Death has of course come to all men in all of the world. All who are born into this world, death takes them sooner or later, and they are no more. Because the Lord God said to Adam, the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. And so death came to all men, and hell was filled with them. And then the Redeemer had to come to die, to reconcile, to take away the power of death and to pull out the sting of death and to go down to overcome death, to conquer hell and to rise on the third day as a proof that He is the Lord and Redeemer, that He has the word and the power over hell and death, over everything. Everything must be laid at His feet, and He must reign until all the enemies are made His footstool. Without death of our Redeemer, no redemption would have been possible. This would have been a philosophy, a theory. Then we can go to Buddha and to all those who are meditating there. And the devil is laughing at all of them. And he says to himself, oh, just keep on meditating as you like, as long as you like. I take you with me anyhow. Faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer, alone saves. There's no other salvation. There's no other name given to men in which they can be saved except the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us come to the prophet Joel. I don't know which songs our singers have sung today, but yesterday they were also singing about the latter rain. And here in the prophet Joel, firstly, there is the announcement of the former and of the latter rain. Before in chapter 2, the promise is given that God would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He has given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. Former and the latter rain. He who knows about nature, he knows the former rain comes at the sowing time, and the latter rain comes at the harvest time. In the prophet Zechariah, God made the announcement. In the prophet Zechariah, here we read from chapter 10. Zechariah chapter 10 from verse 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain and of the former rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain and of the early rain. At that time, 2,000 years ago, they came together for prayer, and the showers of blessing came down. Now, our time has come to ask the Lord that He sends the latter rain, namely in the time of the refreshing in the presence of God, as promised to us in Isaiah 28, and also in the book of Acts, chapter 3. So that God sends times of refreshing, and the refreshing comes only by reviving. Brother Rus said it already before. In nature, the seed, everything what lives, needs water, needs rain. And the same it is in the spiritual. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Brothers and sisters, this is assigned to us now. Let us say it as it is. We all need the filling with the Holy Spirit. We all need a new reviving. There's no way around it. And the promises which we will read now, I'm just asking you to take them to heart and to believe them. Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Here we have the hint to both. Firstly, that we shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And secondly, that at that time the wheat is gathered into the heavenly garner and the chaff will be burned with unquenchable fire. So, at harvest time, and this is our time, the harvest is ripe, overripe, and the coming of the Lord is truly, one could say, if the bride would be ready already, then the Lord would come today. It's just because of us that we are ready, because the Lord, as the bridegroom, he wants to take a bride home without spot and without wrinkle. To me came time and again the thought, as 100 years ago, when on the 17th of February 1906, this brother Seymour, there at the west coast of the USA, he was preaching, and behold, less and less people came. He started with many, and he ended just with few. But when the earthquake came, then the people came. Then not only the earth was shaken and the buildings collapsed, then the fear came upon them. Not only hundreds came, thousands came. And nowadays the thought come to me, Brother Branham said, the West Coast will, before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will break away and it will sink in the sea. And the catastrophe, which will then come upon the whole earth by floodings and what is connected with it, we can hardly imagine it today. But if God should really have led it this way, what do we want to do against it? What shall we say against it? We will preach the word until the Lord comes. Whether earthquakes or no earthquakes, we connect what God will do to nothing. What will still happen? What shall still happen? May it happen in the plan of God. We will never approve a doctrine that this or that must happen before. But we notice, of course, in the times of trouble, people are getting quicker to the faith. They find faster to the Lord. So, this scripture we want to compare now with the Gospel of John, chapter 1, where this man of God, the forerunner of our Lord, was once again referring to it. John, chapter 1, from verse 31. John 1, from verse 31. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Listen closely. Verse 33. And I knew him not, but he who sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he who baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And then John says so nicely, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Servants of God receive a commission, and they are told details which are connected to their ministry and connected to the plan of salvation. And so we see, men of God never walk around in darkness, but they had an orientation, and they knew from God Himself what would take place in their ministry. Brothers and sisters, in the kingdom of God, we need certainty and assurance. We have only if we have the word of God as a lamp unto our feet, bringing all things into agreement with the word of God. Here, the Spirit descended upon our Lord and Redeemer, so that all the fullness of the Godhead might dwell bodily in him here on earth, so that all of the fullness could then dwell in the redeemed. Brother Branham said it so nicely. Everything what God was poured out into Jesus Christ, coming into him, and all the fullness which was in Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost, it was poured out into the church. Let us read it in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 verse 33, maybe 32 also. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. Here we have the divine order. What happened with the Redeemer happens also with the redeemed. We looked at it yesterday. He, the firstborn among many brethren. Whether we can understand it or not, but whoever is truly born of God, he is born of the same word, of the same spirit, of the same seed he was born. Jesus Christ, the promised seed, he the word, and we the divine seed which came up, who we believe the word with all our hearts, having received it in us. It's just a divine order in the church of the living God. Then we have in Luke 24, of course, the hint about the promise of the Father. Also very important. There are many, many promises, but only one promise, which is called the promise of the Father. Everything else are promises of God in the variety, which are all yea and amen, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and of course through us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 20. Here, in Luke 24, it's written in verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Did I mention the scripture? Luke 24, from verse 47. Now, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. In Acts chapter 1, we read in verse 4, Acts chapter 1, from verse 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. These are words which we have in the Holy Scripture. Now again, not that we mean that God wants to put us into a corner. No, God just doesn't want that we live under our spiritual level. God wants that we come into the possession of all the things which were prepared for us. And we see it also here, with what kind of emphasis it was said. I read it again. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, I read from the Bible, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, may God give it. May He give it to us today. The sooner this happens, the better it is. We looked at it yesterday, that the sheaf which was waved to make it pleasing to God, the sheaf of the first fruits became then the bread of the first fruit. The church was melted together, and by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Before, we are members, but then we are members on the body of Jesus Christ by one Spirit, one becoming one body, fully subject under the head. Where not everyone turns to the right or to the left, but where the head has really the say-so. We all know, when we look at our members, the head commands, the foot walks, the hand moves, the eye sees, the ear hears, but the head is just here to have the whole body under control. That's how the New Testament church shall be subject unto the head, which is Jesus Christ. That's how the will of God shall and will take place by His grace. Where it can be really said, no one, no own way, no own will anymore. You alone decide. Now we are not deciding anymore whether we are baptized or not baptized. God already decided, and He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. God did not place anything into your or my discretion. God showed us the way. God, by the preaching, He clearly showed us what He ordained for us. Repentance, faith, baptism, renewing, new birth, baptism with the Holy Spirit, up to the completion. And now, one could already ask the question whether today, brothers and sisters are in our midst who wish to be baptized biblically. Can this be? Do we have still brothers and sisters in our midst? No, I see just now, I see it on this piece of paper. I ask for biblical baptism. Thank you, Brother Russ, just now. He gave me a piece of paper. And we just said it now. So, just raise your hands. How many are here today who who wish to be baptized biblically. Oh, please stand up so that we can see it. There's one sister. There's also one brother. Here are two. One brother, one sister. God bless you. Is there anyone else who wants to be baptized? Very nice. Then, after this service, we will have a biblical baptism. In closing, in summary, let us read the word from 1 Peter, chapter 5. 1 Peter, chapter 5, from verse 1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, according to the will of God. Dear brothers and sisters, this is our conviction and the conviction of all servants of God. We do not decide over the church. God decides through His Word. He shows us the way and He gives us the strength to walk on it. But then comes the main thing. In verses 5 and onward, 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. What a shepherd word for the flock. God is concerned over all of us. As we said before, also Paul, at that time he had a desire to be with the Lord, with all those who became believers. The same applies for us. We are, of course, only living for one single purpose. And tell me today, which purpose has life if it was not lived for God? Say it yourself. Everything remains behind. All riches, also debts, everything remains behind. Both debts and riches. So, about what shall one then be grieved? Don't you worry. Cast all your care upon the Lord. And brothers and sisters, it's also necessary that we not always are judging ourselves, not getting any further. Here's the point. He who really wants to be baptized in the Spirit, he must come out from the inner battle. He must tread upon the victory ground of Calvary. He must have the assurance and thanking God for the redemption and what goes with it. And then we become vessels which are filled. Now just to verses 8, 9, and 10. Here it's written, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are experienced by your brethren all over the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever. Amen. We say amen to this. This is a tremendous promise, because at the beginning the apostle said that we are partakers of the glory which is ready to be revealed, to be manifest. And then the warning: the devil walketh around like a roaring lion, and is seeking whom he may devour. The Lord God, he wants to take us out of every desperation, out of every situation in which we see no way out. He wants to lead us out. He wants to pardon us today, that we can go home from here proclaiming the victory of God in the houses of the righteous. Today is the reminding on Pentecost, on the founding of the New Testament church. Today is the reminding on that the Lord, before his return, that he calls out a church which is at the end as she was at the beginning, fully equipped with everything what God has laid into her at the beginning. Be honest, it's of course only a matter of time. Be again honest. We all of course know that God will do what he promised, or not. He will do it. We just have trouble with the time. It just takes too long. And with this we have to cope with. And here fits the statement, Jesus is never too late. But it would be wrong if we would become lukewarm and sluggish. This would be wrong. Let us be zealous, and let us count on that it can happen today, that it can happen at any moment. And then yet not becoming desperate, not murmuring, not saying to the Lord, "Oh, why does it not happen yet?" Don't you worry. He's still on the throne, and everything is subject unto him. It can happen overnight. It can happen overnight. And the greatest things, of course, happened suddenly. The Lord has let us find grace in his sight. He called us together. He was speaking to us. He revealed himself to us. And he revealed his word, and also the hidden mysteries therein he revealed. By this we know that we belong to the elect. And I tell you today, our coming to these meetings will be worthwhile for eternity. And I say also something. If this building gets too small, we can extend it a bit by enlarging the balcony. But please, do not spare on money when you are coming here to the first weekends. One can, of course, save at several points. Not so. One can save here and there. Not so. But please, not there where it is most important. The Lord God, may He bless us. May He help us. May He be merciful to us for His holy name's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord our God. Maybe we sing a chorus. Come from on high, come Spirit of the Lord. Lord, give me the power.
Folgen und trauen, wir zum Siegen schauen. Folgen und trauen, wir zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen, wir zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele,
oh, I want to see Him. This we all want. Maybe we do now both, that our sister sing us a song, and those who want to be baptized, they come in the meanwhile to the front, and that we then pray together, and that we commit ourselves to the grace of the Lord. I forgot at the beginning to mention that our beloved brother and sister Miskis from Sao Paulo are also in our midst, and all from near and far. Please, whether from Finland, Sweden, wherever from, God bless you all. We are thankful to God that we can be here.
Das ist große Gnade, dass Jesus mich liebt. Ja, sein Wort erfasste mein Herz so tief. Und dadurch ich sehen, welch ein Sünder ich war. Ja, ich brauchte Rettung, das war mir ganz klar. Ich trau dem Herrn, er macht alles gut. Ich gehe vorwärts, er gibt mir den Mut. Gott sorgt so treu und schenkt mir sein Licht. Drum bin ich guten Muts, fürchte mich nicht. Ja, öffne auch du dieser Botschaft dein Herz. Dein Jesus dich rettet und heilt deinen Schmerz. Auch will er dich füllen mit Geist und mit Kraft. O ja, seine Liebe, die ist die Neuschaft. Traue dem Herrn, er macht alles gut.
Amen.
Geh freudig vorwärts, er gibt dir den Mut. Gott sorgt so treu und schenkt dir sein Licht. Drum sei nur guten Muts, fürchte dich nicht. Wir wollen auf dich schauen, wenn Schweres uns droht. Du bist unser Retter in Stürmen und Not. Am Ende des Weges, wir werden dich sehen, wenn wir hier auf Erden allezeit zu dir stehen. Wir trauen dem Herrn, er macht alles gut. Wir gehen vorwärts, er gibt uns den Mut. Gott sorgt so treu und schenkt uns sein Licht. Drum sind wir guten Muts, fürchten uns nicht. Wir trauen dem Herrn, er macht alles gut. Wir gehen vorwärts, er gibt uns den Mut. Gott sorgt so treu und schenkt uns sein Licht. Drum sind wir guten Muts, fürchten uns nicht.
Amen. Dankeschön.
Amen. Thank you. On which word did we think now? Joshua 1. Be strong and of good courage. Every place that your foot shall tread upon, God has given it to you. The promise was there. The word was in the Ark of the Covenant, and the Lord was walking before them. And everything was theirs. Wherever they placed their foot, also today, healing, salvation, deliverance, everything is ours. Stand on it, and God will give it. Maybe now are coming those who want to be baptized to the front, so that we can pray briefly with you. And then we will call Brother Kupfer to send a thanksgiving prayer to God. Please come now. Come here. Mm-hmm. Yes. Beloved, you all dedicated your life to the Lord. Sister, do you speak German? Yes. Also, you dedicated your life to the Lord. You experienced a conversion. You receiving the forgiveness of sins by faith. Thank you, precious sister. You also, you received the Lord as your personal Savior. Precious brother, you also did it. God bless you. Also you, precious brother, you received the Savior. You believe that He died for you on the cross of Calvary, that you are reconciled with God. You have received it. Thank you. Precious sister, you also. You are a biblical believer now in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Redeemer. Precious brother, you speak also German? Yes. Also you. You received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Also you believe that God was in Christ, reconciling the world and you with Himself, that you became His own possession by His grace. Thank you. The baptism is of course a covenant of a good conscience with God. That's how Peter is writing it in his epistle. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6 that it is a being buried with Christ. When you are immersed in the water, this symbolizes to be buried with Christ into His death. And the rising from the water symbolizes that you rose with Him unto a new life. Walking with Him. You are ready to walk the whole way with God in obedience to His word. Then may God bless you. Brother Rus, please pray for those brothers and sisters. Pray for the whole church. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts that you are still speaking to the hearts of the people by your Spirit and by your word. We thank you for these believers who decided to follow you until they come from believing unto seeing. Bless them, Lord, until they see you in your kingdom, in your glory. Bless also all the assembly. We thank you for all who have come. Bless them on their ways back to their homes until we meet again, if you still tarry, Lord. Be with them, Lord, at their places, wherever they are, be it at the workplace or wherever. May you be with them and bless them from the riches of your grace. We thank you for this time of grace. We thank you, Lord, that you're still calling and that people are still coming. Receive them into your care. Be with them, Lord, until they come from believing unto seeing. Blessed be thy wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.